Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. Do you ever feel like you are capable of more? More growth, more impact, more success, but you can't quite put your finger on what that next level looks like yet? That's where coaching comes in. When you partner with the right coach, you get a combination of clarity, accountability, and strategy. Coaching is powerful because it gives you the space to think about the big picture, to work through challenges, and to see opportunities you might miss on your own. And the way I work with clients tends to blend coaching and consulting. Sometimes you need the right question to unlock your own thinking, and sometimes you need a proven framework, structure, or even a direct suggestion. I have found that high achievers often want this blend of both coaching and consulting. One of the themes I noticed interviewing CEOs in the recent Think Like a CEO series is that they didn't achieve success alone. The CEOs had mentors and coaches who helped them reach their goals. And I can say the same for my own journey. I've worked with three different coaches at different points in my business because each season required something a little bit different. I hired my first coach when I was working in financial services. I was aspiring to elevate into a higher level of leadership, and I wanted help navigating some of the complex conversations I was having and clarifying my own career vision. And it was an investment for me to hire this coach because at the time I was earning a salary. And so I had a fixed amount of money that was coming in every month. And I ended up deciding that I would use my bonuses to help cover the cost of coaching because I believed that if I was working with the right coach, she would help me achieve more of the bonuses, which I did. But this was such a helpful experience because as I was working towards this higher level leadership role and I didn't get the role that I wanted, my coach was there to help me figure out what was next. And she was really there to help me lean into the calling that I had on my own heart to become a coach. And I think that my first coach was the one who helped me start to grow the confidence to take the leap and start my own business. I then hired my second coach about 6 months into running my business. At that point, my husband was tired of being my business coach, and he said I needed someone else to talk business with. So I decided to hire a coach who was a little further ahead of me in building her own coaching practice. I wanted someone who would share ideas with me and almost tell me how she did it so I could shorten that learning curve. And then I ended up hiring my third coach because she reached out to me with a few ideas. So she was a podcast listener, or she still is a podcast listener, and she reached out with a few ideas. And in that conversation, I immediately knew that she could help me with strategy and planning ahead. And I told her on the spot, I want to hire you as my coach. I think she might have been a little surprised because I don't think that's why she was reaching out for that first phone call. But that's what's so unique about coaching is sometimes you don't even know what you need until you have a conversation with a coach, and they can start to unearth these beliefs or these desires that you have, and you think, wow, this person can really help me get to where it is I want to go. And sometimes coaching becomes complete. You might hire a coach for a specific reason. Maybe it's to clarify your vision, to launch a business, to work on a specific project. And once that goal is achieved, the coaching relationship can naturally come to a close. Other times, coaching evolves as you grow and the relationship continues because you need the space to think and process and stay accountable in an ongoing way. And I love that with so many of my clients is that we are going on multiple years of working together and we're both growing and changing together, which I think is really incredible. So if you've been thinking about hiring a coach, I want to share with you four ways to know you are ready for this type of partnership. First, you feel untapped potential. This is probably the biggest signal. You have a relentless sense that you're capable of so much more and you're ready to put in the work to unlock it. And you want the right partner to help you maximize your potential. Some of my clients came to me with a crystal clear vision, like my client who knew she wanted to become a managing partner. And together we created the strategy and the systems to get her there. And I'm so thrilled that we're still working together years later as she continues to lead and grow. Other clients aren't able to articulate their vision right away. One client admitted midway through our work together that she actually is building a company. It just took her some time and confidence to be able to say that out loud. And coaching gave her the space, the structure, and the support to discover and claim that bigger vision for herself and for her business. And some clients find that their vision evolves as we work together. So they might come in with one idea and then it starts changing because coaching creates the clarity and confidence to adjust along the way. So my point is that you don't need to have your entire vision totally figured out to engage in coaching, but you do need to feel a pull that you want more and you're willing to lean into that pull. The second way you know you're ready is that you're willing to invest. Potential does not unlock itself. Coaching requires both a time and a financial commitment. It means protecting time on your calendar to think, reflect, and strategize even when you're busy. It means investing money in a coach who can help you accelerate your growth. As I mentioned, when I hired my first coach, I was an employee. I didn't have unlimited earning potential, but I bet on myself and I used bonuses to cover her coaching fee. That investment paid off because coaching helped me grow into the leader I am today. The third way you know is that you have something you want to work toward. For some, it's a clear, measurable goal. One client hired me because she wanted to grow her business to $1 million. And the last time we checked in, she was well on her way over $800,000, which is super exciting. For others, it's about advancing in a specific area of growth, strengthening leadership presence, elevating team performance, or thinking more strategically about the future. The common thread is that there's something you want to achieve and you're motivated to take action. Coaching can help accelerate that progress. And the fourth way you know you're ready for coaching is that you're ready for accountability. Untapped potential only becomes realized potential when you take action. Coaching works because it keeps you honest, consistent, and moving forward. My clients often tell me, I wouldn't have taken this action if it wasn't for our call on the calendar. That accountability is what turns vision into progress and potential into results. Here's an important nuance though. Not everyone who says they want accountability is truly ready for it. Growth can feel uncomfortable, and coaching works best when you're willing to be challenged and to follow through. You know you're really ready for accountability if you're more frustrated by staying the same than the idea of change. If you've realized you've hit a ceiling doing it your own way, and you're ready to start trading excuses for ownership. Those are strong signs that you're prepared to lean into the discomfort that comes with growth. Coaching isn't about staying comfortable. It's about making progress, and that often requires stretching beyond what feels easy or what feels familiar. You don't have to check all four of these readiness boxes to be ready for coaching. Sometimes one or two is enough to get started. But the more of them you start to see yourself in, the stronger the signal that it's time. And if you check all four, that's usually a big flashing green light that you need to partner with a coach. So I'm curious, do you feel untapped potential? Are you willing to invest in yourself? Do you have a goal or vision you want to work toward? And are you ready for accountability? If you're nodding along with me, you might be ready for coaching. And if that's the case, I'd love to talk about how one-on-one coaching can help you close the gap between the goals you set and the goals you achieve. Check out the show notes to learn more. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, I'd love for you to leave a review and let me know what stood out. And be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.